Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Here's another prime example of the good in people when things turn bad, in this case real, real bad. This is a delightful story. It's across page 3 of today's Cairns Post. Now, it's under the heading 28 people on a roof. Good Samaritans rescued 60 people in a night. You've got to get a picture in your head, 28 people on a roof, all absolutely terrified about what awaited them. I mean, it's been such an absolute shock, traumatic experience to so many people. Anyway, this is an article by Sandy Aram in the Cairns Post today. Amid driving rain and dangerous flooding, five friends coordinated an epic rescue effort with the State Emergency Services, the SES, saving an estimated 60 people from the roofs of their homes in submerged streets. Brothers Jared and Ricky Mellor launched their boat from storm drains in Barron River, 6 p.m. Sunday, and made six trips back and forth from Holloway's Beach until the small hours of Monday morning. This is what Ricky said. He said, "We were fortunate to have a bigger boat and could take 10 at a time. But it got too windy late at night, so we pulled the pin around 1 a.m. and started, and then started at 9 a.m. in the morning." Now, it goes on to say this. This is the article. They tried launching their boat from the Smithfield side and the Yorkeys Knob side, but those efforts didn't work because there were too many fences in those areas, said Ricky. Next, they attempted launching from the Barron River Bridge, which is when they realised how much water was flooding the area. He said, "Oh, gee, it was so strong, the current. We were lucky to have a big enough motor to get straight across that bridge." Then it goes on to read, families were calling them saying they were down the road, and the brothers would park the boat and head into houses, grabbing people and animals and chucking them in the boat. Ricky said, "Everything that's in that area is underwater. We put the boat on the top of people's roofs. We rested it up against the gutters of the roof to park and get people in the boat." He said, quote, "There was no drop. They sat down on their butt and then they stepped into our boat. So the rooftops were the only bit of area left." It's hard to even imagine, isn't it? This is reality that emerged in a matter of just a few hours. And some people responded so heroically. It's just remarkable. And with such amazing courage and imagination. Now, through a Facebook group, Madeline Stover, this is Jared's partner, collated all the details coming in about trapped residents. Can you believe this? Ms. Stover's friends, this is Jacques Matelot and Melanie Fogarty, joined the action by noting down key details like those with medical conditions, numbers of animals and addresses, and passed that information on to the brothers. This is just a remarkable story. In her 38 years in Cairns, Ms. Fogarty said she had never witnessed anything like it. And goes on to say, Mr. Matelot said one house had 28 people on the roof. Please paint a picture in your mind. One house had 28 people on the roof at one time. Just bizarre. He said, when boats were pulling back in, we were ferrying anyone who needed to get back into the suburbs, ferrying them and their animals back to their friends' homes. It just goes on and on. I just think this is one of the most remarkable stories to emerge among quite a few absolutely remarkable stories today. Mel Fogarty, Cairns North, is on the line. Hello, Mel.
Hi there.
What did you think of this Cairns Post article? Does that do justice to what you achieved the other night?
It's a bit of a, it's surreal reading it and hearing it back. It's like, yeah, it's really surreal. I woke up to messages of people sending me screenshots of the Cairns Post. I had no idea that this feature was even going to happen about the floods. So, yeah.
Is that a good, accurate representation of what you achieved on that night?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of emotion there that it doesn't capture, and I think you can only really feel and see that emotion in person. Like, if you were there, the shock, I don't think I was prepared for what was going to come after the night. Just watching people getting off those boats, and they were just nothing. Like, they were in complete shock.
Mm.
And the only thing they could say is, I've lost everything.
Mm.
Like, and that's, you know, and you're walking these people up to the bus, and we took a few in our car where we could. And one guy there, when we were walking, like, his dog, even the dog was just, you know, confused, what is going on? And he gets up on the bus, and they said, oh, yeah, your wife and kids and your cat is on the bus. He's like, oh, are they? He had no idea what was, you know, there's a lot of emotion and that's happening that just, yeah.
But what about what you did? I mean, what if you hadn't done what you did?
I don't know. See, it all started with, I wanted to help some animals. We'd seen posts on Facebook of the cows floating down the Barron River. And I called Maddie and I said, oh, you know, I just want to help. And she said, well, the boys are coming in from up north because they can't get the, you know, get through with the fences and everything. Mm. And they're going to the Barron. Mm. So we drove over to the Barron and I've never seen it like that ever. Mm. And then they launched in there. I don't know. I think it was just a bit of a personal, more of a personal touch, I guess, to some of the people that we were taking that we'd met, you know, and taking to their friends' houses instead of the evacuation centres.
Mm.
That, you know, maybe made a little bit of a difference, I guess. I'd hope.
Were you afraid?
No. I think that's the adrenaline and I don't know, I'm pretty, you know, I know the area. I know my own capabilities, so fear that was, you know, for myself didn't come into it.
Wow. Well, there's some near misses. I mean, to say it wouldn't have all gone perfectly because you wouldn't have had a lot of practice at rescuing this big number of people in a boat.
Oh, those boys, hats off to them, like, really. They went down to rescue family, and it turned into, I think, more than what even they realised, I think. How many people were actually needing rescue. And
yes.
And I just want to mention too that Alicia Mellor, which is Jared and Rick's sister, she also worked with Madeline, to, you know, getting online and getting these names and addresses and you know, we were writing them on our pieces of paper and running down the bridge to get it to, you know, the boys. And SES didn't question any of it. The police didn't. They were just, you know, I guess they were just working overtime themselves. And, you know, everyone really banded together.
The fact that you realised that you could take it to another level, this rescue, to actually almost officially give details of names, etc., and where that house would be and where we would find them and how many we'd have to pick up, that's remarkable that you get that side of it covered in an emergency without any practice.
I don't know. What is it? It's human nature, maybe, and our, you know, needing to help other people, and it's just, what do we do? What can we do in the resources that we have? The girls, they knew they could jump online and get that help, and then they knew we to get it to us, you know, and then us relaying, and then the boys, very skilled in, you know, in their boat, knowing that boat. They didn't know at first where they were going. They were going over houses, which was, you know, Machin's Beach. They were they didn't know, and they spotted a sign. I'm like, okay, that must be the way to go. So they just kind of instinct, I guess, as well.
What do you mean going over houses?
Well, going just straight over. The water was that high. They were going over people's properties.
Over the tops of houses in your boat. I can't believe this. My God, this is... This is just the worst imaginable flood in a matter of just a few short hours, and so many people have never had practice at anything like a flood. I mean, even lesser floods, and this is Armageddon, in a matter of just a few hours.
I don't think anyone really could have painted a picture of what was about to happen. And then we did a little McDonald's run, and I think they thought that we were a bit crazy with our 12 coffees and it's pouring rain, and we're driving through past the airport, and it's, you know, water's just flying over the car. And,
yes.
And run it down to them. And, you know, the SES guys, they're like, oh, no, give it to someone else who might need it more. And it's like, no, this is for you. Take it. You need it. You know, it's warm. It was so cold down there. It's shivering cold. So, that was a little bit of a highlight of good laugh in the middle of
What about when you completed this miraculous rescue? Tell me about the feeling of satisfaction, perhaps, or of pride at what you were able to achieve, possibly even beyond your wildest dreams, that you've proven what you were able to achieve as a group without practice.
I can't speak for everyone, but I think we were just in it. It wasn't a sit down and we feel this, you know, some kind of emotion. It was like, wow, holy, that really happened. I can't really describe it. I don't know. It's just we went back to Jared's house and we did just sit for a minute and talk about just little key stories there, and then that was it. And then we went home and I think spent the night just laying there trying to process all of the feelings of, you know, sadness and what we were seeing in people. And then the whole way, did that just happen?
Do you know what's wonderful about this? We've just had... It's almost a humiliation of our community having to acknowledge just how low people would go. We had looters in Trinity Beach taking advantage of people scurrying away, trying to preserve their lives, locking up their possessions, hoping they'll come back next day and continue on their lives. And while they're away, of course, these vile creeps go in and take everything they want, smash everything to pieces. This is the lowest of the low. And then you come on my program today, Mel, and you represent the other side of humankind, the other side of humanity that is so wonderful and needing to be applauded by the whole community. It's just against all the odds. You're not a professional rescue person. You've never done SES work that I'm aware of, and suddenly you're capable of doing
this. I was in the SES, actually.
Did it
not
help?
Only I started training with SES, and because life got too busy, I didn't get to actually get right involved. So I'd never done a rescue. So, I'll have to re-sign up now.
They'll have the carpet out for you, seriously. They'll roll the carpet out for you because, honestly, you should be a hero. How many of you were involved in this, by the way?
So there was myself, Jack, Madeline, Alicia, Jared and Rick. So six of us.
Six of you.
And Alicia is actually in Brisbane at the moment. And so she was, you know, they were doing their thing from online where they could.
I think you should all get a medal. There should be a medal being minted today because you've set a standard for all of us, seriously, by your courage, your commitment, your generosity, your energy and your creativity. It's just been an absolute near miracle. And this is what can happen occasionally that lift our spirits. When you see the worst of human nature, suddenly, you know, a couple of days or 48 hours later or whatever, we see the best of human nature and you were half a dozen heroes. I think you're remarkable. Congratulations, Mel, to all of you.
Thank you.
Isn't that the best story? The best story you could imagine. Anyway, that's Mel Fogarty, Cairns North, owner of Beyond the Willow Tree.